Blog Talk Radio.
For the Love of Travel, Part 2. My land is Kenya. For a once-in-a-lifetime experience on a photo safari and experience morning and evening drives. Experience Belgian linen, copper roll-top bathtubs. And can you vision a chandelier of perforated ostrich eggshells? Experience wildlife existing with culture and community. Experience age-old romance of wild Africa. My land is Kenya. You're listening to Life with Kathy, too. And I'm broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but circling the world, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Give a voice to your passion. Imagine your very own half-hour live radio show. Be the star. It's yours. What do you want to share with the world? You own it. Blog Talk Radio Internet is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. And the beauty of it is, darlings, that I am recording. I'm broadcasting from the comfort of my studio room. All you need is a good landline or a quality cell phone. Your show is archived. The link is emailed. This show is archived. Write down www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on today's date, April 12th. We're just a few days from Easter. And click on For the Love of Travel, Part 2. How exciting is that? Are you a procrastinator? Do you have that fire in the belly to share your service, your product, your invention with the world? You see, that's what Roger Plummer and I had in mind when we created Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. No one in the world has ever done it. Wait till you hear his voice. When you log on, simplyageless.net, and click on video. And it's just a magnificent. It's an edited version, but our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. Then the world is waiting for us. Now imagine you could have your show. Nope, you're not going to be a loose cannon. I work with you on content and presentation. You get to choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible, but I always suggest that you stay with the 11:30 because that's what most listeners are accustomed to. There is a fee, but think of it as advertising worldwide. When you take it, oh, the media is great. And you could have a 30 or 60 second commercial on my show. Then you could have your own half hour show. It could be you could have 10 of them. You could have an hour show. It's custom designed to fulfill you. And I look forward to working with you. And then I become your outside advocate. So log on. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And it shall be my pleasure to work with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I usually open with Dobro Jutro. That's good day in Croatian. Good morning. Good afternoon. Ola. No matter where you are, you're invited to call in And the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And the show is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on April 12th for the Love of Travel Part 2. You see, I wrote a journal, and I'm going to encourage all of you to write a journal. I don't care if you're going to Tokyo, Barcelona, Bolivia, Colorado, to Chicago. It doesn't matter. Write a journal. Because I'm reading my journal and I'm going, oh, I do remember that. Now, and also get the recording of My Land is Kenya by Roger Whitaker. You will just love it. You will just love it. Now, before I go into this exquisite part of Africa, it almost reminds me of a resort country. Did you know that Prince William reportedly proposed to Kate Middleton in a cabin located in the shadow of Mount Kenya? And then when you're at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, when you're sitting in the viewing room in Kilagudi, you can't imagine the contrasts. So if you're ever going to take an out-of-this-world travel experience, contact me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, before I go back to the contrasts in Africa, I want to acknowledge and recognize my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood. Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They have each other's back. They walk hand in hand alongside each other. To learn more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers, and I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. You have to qualify. Log on, ironworkers.org, and this is for both of you, you guys and you gals, and see if this resonates with you. And there is a journeyman. No, I think it's an apprentice for 3 to 4 years, then you become a journeyman, and your health care and your pension are solid. And then remember, the CD is out. Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer. And then segue, transitioning into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Oh, you will just love it. The athleticism of the male dancer, the fluid movements and graceful movements of the swan. It's available. Contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. You'll just love Jenny. TeamHomeCare.com. Iron Age. Unique, one-of-a-kind designs. Each design is created for the individual. The artist is Bob. He's a wire art sculptor and leatherworks. Oh, you should. You want to have, want to see photos of his artwork? Email me and I'll email them to you. They're hand-built, handmade, one at a time. And he also, you could also ask about his business personal Recreate Your Logo, using steel products and much more. He created my logo, Kathy Watson Studio, identical to my signature. To find out more, contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Hey, what's going to happen in the next week? The tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, RCPA. You having a little issue with yours? Email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken, decades in research and developments. It's an e-book and a soft copy. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging. And yes, in some cases, death. Stress, stress, stress. How many times have you heard me say that the Europeans think we're insane? Competing and comparing. I want you to live your life like it's golden. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many of you. But you'll find out how to turn that around with the book. Edith Nam is another author extraordinaire. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Imagine, have you ever wanted to be the CEO of your very own business? Are you a solopreneur? Are you retired? Your age doesn't matter. You could start your own business without investing huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers solid, infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? You know how to get in touch with me. I was 25 when I had my first home-based business, Hats by Kathy. And Kathy at that time was spelled C-A-T-H-Y. I changed it to an I, went to a lawyer, and for $2, he made the change. You're listening to Live with Kathy for the Love of Travel, Part 2. Where did the week go? I'm reading my journal. I tried to be with every moment, savoring the camaraderie and the fondness of the silly seven. The karma from the beginning was so positive. Now, that was Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday, sand devils. The contrasts in East Africa are incredible. From blowing continuous dust, sand swirling like a cyclone, sand devils, hot sun, and dry, arid plains. And then we round a corner and we drive into luscious green. There has not been much rain in East Africa, but the mornings and evenings are coolish, the afternoons hot. And by the way, there isn't any middle class. You're either very rich or dirt poor. Now, remember I talked about the safari runs? It's always in the morning and late afternoon because the animals are resting in. Never in the afternoon, mornings and evenings. More game drives on Thursday, more fun and laughs with Silly Seven. Marion and Peter drove to Governor's Camp, all tents, no electricity, stayed over Friday, came to Nairobi on Saturday. They said it truly was the way to go to rough it. driving through the Great Rift Valley, then arriving in North Serengeti Plain, and then the Masai Mara Game Reserve, again, a study in contrast. On Friday the 15th, we left the Masai Mara at 7:30 a.m. Huh, the van broke down halfway there, and we switched to Michael's van. Fun talking with others, more laughs. Oh, and then Friday night, we all glitzed up. Evening cocktail party at Clive Forms, owner of the Flamingo Tours. Lovely party, lovely grounds. Then back to the Norfolk for more cocktails and dinner. Had a very interesting evening our last night together. Whew! Must watch diet and cocktailing now. However, I will continue with my 5 p.m. cocktails. Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Oh, I'm all alone in the Norfolk Hotel in Nairobi. Oh, I have the radio on, and I could almost feel the energy. They were playing Sounds of Kenya. And then they went to Country Western Records. Talk about contrast. Now my letter to the Sevens begins here. The African adventure continues. It's Saturday, and you've all left. And I have to remind myself that I'm not in the States, that I can't pick up the phone to call. Oh, haven't quite decided where to dine this p.m. I know I won't leave the hotel. Probably have dinner around 7:30 p.m. And all of you dears that left, do hope your flight home was pleasant. Thursday, Sunday, Saturday. Oh, Sunday. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to Saturday night. I stopped by and chatted with Elizabeth and Violet. They were the two elderly seniors that were going to be with me on the next 4 days. I think they were ready to leave today, but I reassured them. They'll have a good time the next 4 days. Low-key activities, etc. I'm tired tonight. We'll sleep soon. Now, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. I'm writing this on my balcony at the Kilaguni Lodge. The view is incredible. I cannot explain to you the awesomeness of what I'm seeing. Open plains, oasis, and elephants, and more elephants. It's nothing like what we have seen in the background. The mother, the mountain, the majestic Mount Kilimanjaro. The roads to Tsavo West were all paved. Wilson, our guide, offered commentary as we went along. When we enter the park, there's no doubt in my mind now that he insists on quietness. What a welcome we had to greet us. An impala so alive and beautiful. Then straight away in the middle of the road, an enormous female ostrich, fluttering her feathers and dancing her little heart out to attract the attention of the male who was standing off to the side, totally ignoring her. Hey, gals, does that sound familiar? Poor little darling. As we left, she was still dancing her heart away. And he was, oh well. As we drove further, elephants, a parade of four humongous elephants, had just been to the watering hole, probably their cocktail hour, and now on their way home. And then on the road to the right, a lioness hunting. She prefers to walk the road. It gives her a better vantage view of her prey. And then zebras, water buffalo, warthogs, better known as Goodman's rhino. However, I must admit, I was not prepared for the incredible view from the Kilaguni Lounge. How I wish all of you were here to share it with me. Well, darlings, I must go get ready for dinner. Oh, what to wear. The girls and I will be on a game drive at 6:15. Okay. Wilson said, P.S., that Savo East and West is the largest game park in the world. 8,000 square miles. What we saw? Lush green bush is in sharp contrast to the previous. Hey, when I come back from dinner, we'll tell you about the gospel outreach. All right, it's Sunday, 10:05 p.m. Just had a delicious dinner. Boy, they know how to cook. Oxtail soup, pork chops. And at the watering hole, 250 water buffalo and assorted animals. You just can't believe it. I'm going to go out on my balcony for a few minutes before I go to bed. If something exciting happens, I'll write. If not, good night until tomorrow after the morning game drive. Monday, 6 a.m. Morning coffee arrived. Couldn't sleep. Awake at 5:30. Thought I'd have it with all of you. Birds are chirping away. Wonder if Elizabeth and Violet are awake. Wilson wants to leave for the drive at 6:15. Coffee is good, not quite as strong as others we had. Off to the drive. More later. Monday continued. 9:45. Sitting in the game viewing area at the Killigoonie Lodge, it occurred to me that each lodge has its own uniqueness. The vast panoramic scope of the Stark Mountains in the background and the lush green trees and bushes in the foreground, plus the natural spring watering holes, makes the game viewing advantage here the best yet. Need to bring Polaroid photos of this AM drive up to date. Okay, I'm done. I'll continue. We left the lodge at 6:20 a.m. By 6:40, we saw a lion, two lionesses, with such full bellies they could hardly walk. Wilson said they spend all night eating a kill. Now they will sleep all day, and for the next 5 or 6 days, all they'll require is water. 5 Cape buffalo, plus one huge one, weight estimated at 2,000 pounds. A little big boy. A giraffe, grand gazelle, ostrich, a herd of zebras going to drink, and a partridge in a pear tree. A little humor there. And always in the background, the majestic, mighty, snow-covered peak of Mount Kilimanjaro. Viewing this awesome scene, one wonders, how can a god be denied? You're listening to Life with Kathy. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. After a while, Wilson parked the van, and we walked to the Zima Springs, a natural wonder where 50 million gallons of water flow daily over the arid lava plain to form a series of clear pools, providing a welcome oasis for lions, black rhino, elephant, buffalo, cheetah, and herds of plain game. At the spring, they built a darling hut out into the spring where after you walk the bridge, you enter and walk down some stairs. Then you could sit and watch the fish. Before we came to the hut, we viewed 6 lazy hippos enjoying the cool, crystal clear spring water. It was so clear you could actually see the bottom from where we were standing. On our way back, Wilson said there wouldn't be many animals around because the sun was very hot. Not any at this oasis. Okay, I shall remember this trip for always asking for water and hardly ever getting it. Egads, just look at the condition of my nails. Must find a time to manicure before New York. Visiting game before lunch, and then we leave for Amboseli National Park. Sign posted in the Killigoonie Lounge and game viewing area, animals are requested to be quiet whilst guests are drinking and vice versa. Now, on Sunday the 7th, I went to Gospel Outreach. It is an experience that I shan't ever, ever, ever forget. I think we were the only visitors there. We were greeted with a lot of welcomes. I was ushered to the back of the theater. It was okay. I felt that if I wanted to leave early, I could. Not so. I no sooner sat down and was literally surrounded by African-American Christian young men. And what I didn't know was that I was attending the Bible study of Gospel Outreach. Well, after the singing stopped, we had scripture lessons. I was handed a Bible. I'm going to finish this tomorrow because it's awe-inspiring. But let me go back to part two and the part of Africa where Prince William reportedly proposed to Kate. In Kenya, you'll experience animal-packed safari drives, grazing rhino, lion basking in the sun, cheetah, a nurse, herd of elephants. Then you could book your stay at the Kafu House, one of the best-priced private rentals in Africa. Check with your travel agent and go on a photo safari. Experience with sundowners at the Liwa House, a lodge run by the extended family of a Kenyan farmer and Africa's most high-profile conservationist who converted 40,000 acres of family land into a protected wildlife area, and he did that in 1985. And then you're going to experience a 65-foot infinity pool where elephants come to drink. And then in the evening, my dear, sitting on your balcony, stargazing, you will experience the massive African sky. And it's a little daunting when you're out on your balcony and you realize that you are thousands of miles away from home. For the Love of Travel, Part 2. Yesterday, I began the journal. Today, I'm continuing with the journal. And then tomorrow, I will finish the journal. But we're going to talk about the Great Escapes, 80 places to go right now. And then on Friday, the best 24 hours on Earth. It's a guide to global adventure. Now, darlings, we're in March. Now, we're in April, May, June, July, August. The summer months are coming. Why don't you take an out-of-this-world trip and bring the children? And Africa is very safe. I would go there in a heartbeat. Now, I have to admit that I was with a group of professionals. They were on a look-see tour. They were touring. They were examining and experience the safari, photo safari, so they could sell it to their clientele. It was my pleasure and my honor to be part of that group. But I have to tell you, when you're sitting in the viewing area in Kiliguni, you're looking at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, and at night, you're looking at the massive stars. Ah, what a dream. Until tomorrow, au revoir.